Eighth lesson. This happy breed of men. This little world.
And here is the weather forecast. The continent has been cut off from Britain by thick fog.
This sentence is more than just a slip of the tongue. The insular nature of the British has always played an important part in the development of their character and of their language.
In the last 1,000 years, as every schoolboy knows, Britain has only once been invaded.
When the Normans arrived in 1066, their language had a major impact on the language spoken by the inhabitants. And for 2 centuries, French was the language of the nobility, while English was spoken by the peasants.
This influence can still be found today in a sort of parallel vocabulary. Here are some telling examples.
The peasants tended their sheep, pigs, and oxen, but when the animals were killed and served at the lord's tables, the meats were called mutton, pork, and beef.
The lord would sit in an elegant chair, whereas the peasant made do with his humble stool.
Today, words of Latin origin form the vocabulary of science, philosophy, and government. But the 5,000 words of Old English that remain form the basic building blocks of everyday language.
No wonder the English vocabulary contains nearly 1 million words.
But don't worry. According to linguists, most of what we say is expressed with only 3,000 words.
Despite the Channel Tunnel, the British remain very attached to their island origins, even though their language has borrowed and incorporated words from just about every other major language in the world.
A crusty old peer of the House of Lords was explaining his attitude to a surprised member of the European Parliament.
So you see, I was born English, I've always lived in England, and by God, I intend to die English. It's not nationalism, dear fellow, it's just insularity.
I see, rejoined the other, but do you have no ambition?
Exercises.
Operator, I think we've been cut off.
A large number of farmers turned up at the meeting to listen to the Minister of Agriculture.
Don't worry. According to the weather forecast, it will be fine tomorrow.
They didn't drink coffee, so we had to make do with tea.
Where were you born?
In a tiny town in the north of Scotland.
He said it was a slip of the tongue, but I'm sure he said it on purpose.